Everyone can attain spiritual perfection. And then that's in the Gita. The Gita is talking about classes of human beings. In other words, all women, all Vaishyas, what they speak of Brahmins, it doesn't mention Brahmins and Kshatriyas because they have the most intelligence and the most resources and the most blessings and good karma to be a king or to be a Brahmin or an intellectual or a scientist. So they're not even mentioned. So obviously they'll get the mercy if they surrender. Mahami Partha Vyapashritya. Ashraya means they take shelter of me. I get the mercy. So then it says, then even businessmen and even Papayoni, even sinful people, Aborigines and Adivasis and Yavanas and Malechas and Antyajas and Gnostics and Pashandis and, well, there's so many names, and you know, you have some idea about these different personalities, what the definition is and who represents those, the Yavana and the Malecha and Antyaja and Avarni, as they say, and no Varna. So now, so you go to America, or some would say an American person came to Jagannath Puri temple, and if he wanted to go inside, he can't. But if he wanted to go inside, and then the pujari says, "What's your varna?" Varna? What's varna? You know, your family, your dynasty, your class. I don't know. I'm American. He'll say, "What's your gotra?" You know, gotra. I mean, what? You know, your param purush. Like you say, your godfather or that great personality that's ahead of your dynasty. Oh, I'm Kasyap. There's great rishis. It's called the Sapta Rishis. They're the Manasaputra of Brahma, and they were all grihastas, and they're all rishis. You know, full great Vishnu Bhaktas or Shiva Bhaktas, whatever. And they were married, and they produced progeny. So it's Kasyap and Kapila and Gotam, and you know, there's so many there are. So he says, I don't know. My father's name's Mr. Smith. And my grandfather's Mr. Smith the first, and my father's Mr. Smith the second, and I'm Mr. Smith the third. Well, that's a very good gotra, very good varna. No, you can't come inside here. So, all right. Great.
Actually, the next question was,
how old are your parents? If you're 27, they must be 50 maybe at maximum.
Yes, they're 50 now.
So they have 30 more years. It depends on your genetic pool.
Yeah,
all your family people live long?
No.
Like your grandfather? You know, some people, their line is short living. Like Gujarat, I'm in India for some time, so Gujaratis, they don't get gray hair very fast for some reason. And of course Bengalis, but ladies always have 5 kilos of coconut oil. If you keep 5 kilos of coconut oil on your hair, it won't get gray too fast. But Gujaratis, that's in their gene pool. Just like in Europe, Italians, maybe you know better, but I don't know about the Asian people over there. But Asian people here, they all get gray hair fast, except Gujaratis. And then in Europe, it's usually Italians don't get gray hair too fast. What do you see that? Do you know?
Yeah,
what about your people from the Mideast or whatever?
I've got quite a few people.
I don't know. Well, this day and age, because it's not fair, because the food's no good, the water's no good, the air's no good. So, you know, even our own grandfather had black hair till he was 70, and we have the same genes. But the kind of rotis he ate, and the kind of water he drank, and the kind of air he breathed, and the kind of vegetables he ate were not GMO, and are not pesticides and this and that, and fungus and this and that, fungicide. We're eating basically poison. We're breathing basically poison. We're drinking basically poison. And we're trying to exist. Manashastrani Indrani Prakriti Stani Karshati. Krishna says in Gita, Manashastrani Indrani Prakriti Karshati. Karshati means I'm being pulled this way, I'm being pulled that way by the gravity of the negative gravity of the material world. You have a sattvic demeanor and a certain intellectual capacity, which is indicated by the position of your eyes and nose. You may make it. But you have to study a lot and actually have to get experience, anubhuti. You have to get experience of Krishna. Because that, when you actually experience Krishna, that's called ruchi. And that's the basis of bhakti. You can't serve someone you don't like. Ruchi means liking, tasting. And you can't like close out the whole world of opportunities and close out the whole world of possibilities, opportunities and possibilities and personalities that are around in your purview of the world. Close them all out and focus your entire mind, heart, and soul on God, unless you get ruchi, taste. And that taste comes by sarasanga, and it comes by bhajan. But either by sarasanga, it's coming because of mercy, or by bhajan, it's coming because of mercy. Krishna gives his mercy through the sadhus. That's why they say the saints and the sadhus are Krishna Kripa Murti. Krishna Kripa Shakti Murti. It's a Shakti, it's a power, it's an energy. Karuna Shakti, Kripa Shakti, Vidya Shakti, Tapa Shakti. Some yogis, they eat one chickpea a week or whatever. You know, lie on a bed of thorns, or they can do all these tapas. Because they've got some kind of mercy from God. So, whatever I can do to help your cause, I'll try to help you out.
So actually, I want to taste that particular love of Krishna.
Ras.
Yes. At least, if not, I don't know if I will be able to reach there in this life. At least to the platform of Nishtha, I want.
You can't get to the top of the mountain unless you climb.
Yes.
There's the mountain. I'd really like to see the top of that mountain. Must be a nice view up there, and maybe some clean air up there. Okay, well, start walking. No, not today. But it really looks good. Well, then why are you staying here? Why am I staying here? Because this looks better. That looks good, but this looks better. Because that terra firma, that land, that solid terra firma, that solid land that we're looking up towards, which is Golok Dham, that's what they call Doordarshan. Some TV called Doordarshan. It's very far away. We can see, I can see, see-touch-feel reality is as far away from me as my nose. But God is closer than your heart. God is closer than your heart because He's inside. Bhagavan, antaryami. Antar means inside, yami means to go. He's gone inside. And so there's nothing closer to us than God, and there's nothing further away from us than God. And so Krishna says in Gita 9:4, He says, Maya tatam idam sarvam jagat avyaktamurtina. Everything is within me, and everything's outside of me. I am within everything, and I'm outside of everything. And that concept, philosophical concept of the Gita, is depicted on the bottom of Krishna's, as a chinna, on the bottom of Krishna's left foot. There's one circle and another circle, bigger circle, a circle within a circle. So that means many things on Krishna's feet. It means Paramatma and Atma. It means the material world, the spiritual world, they're coexisting. The material world is one circle. If you make a circle and you make another circle around it, both circles are coexisting on the ground. I take a stick and a dirt, I draw one chakra, one circle. Then 6 inches further, I draw another one. They're both existing together on the dirt. Yeah? So the spiritual, but they're contiguous to each other, but they're separate. This is one circle. It's not touching another circle. This circle is within it. So that's how close God is. That's why in Bhagavatam, in 10th canto, and in Vrindavan Leela, it's describing Krishna. It says, he uses the verb, it says, sannihito. Sannihito. Sannihito means that Krishna, it's a present tense verb in Sanskrit. I'm just repeating a commentary. Not that I know Sanskrit. Don't misunderstand. But this idea is mentioned in chapter 90 of 10th canto and 3rd or 4th, several places in Bhagavatam. Sannihito is a present tense verb, which means I am living in Mathura Mandala. That's why Padma Puran has a shloka that says, Vrindavanam, Prityaja, Paramekam Nagachati. Pada? Pair, foot, para ekam nagachati, nejange, negaya, nityavas, brajavas, nityavas, Bhagavan. So because he's here, okay, he's here, where is he? I don't see him. I see pigs, I see monkeys, I see trash, I see dirt, I see whiskey bottles, I see cigarettes, I see all these things. He's here, he's always here, so that means prakat. Prakat means visible, manifest. Visible, manifest, tangible, prakat. But if we can't see him, then he's prakat, but aprakat. He doesn't lose his prakatness, his prakat, prakatwa, his prakat. He's manifest. That's why they say aprakat, prakat, which means aprakat means prakat, not prakat for someone, but for the premi bhakta, then he can see. Because Krishna is the abode, he is the abode, prema purushottam. He's made of prema. What is everyone looking for? Everyone's looking for happiness, and love gives the greatest happiness. The love of a mother for a child, that's a great happiness. The love of a friend for a friend is a great happiness. And love for a wife and husband is a great happiness. That's supposed to be the pinnacle, the greatest of happiness. What to speak of the love of the jiva for Krishna? Higher than the love of, you may love your servants. If you have a very dedicated, surrendered servant, you may feel loving feelings for them, or fatherly feelings. So he's a das, he's a servant, he's in dasirati, dasiras. But your his attitude, his bhav, his mood is so nice that you feel very affectionate for him. So your affection is actually vatsalya. So he's in a position of dasya, he's your servant, dishwasher, driver, etc. Because in Mahabharata, you see that Taruka and other chariot drivers, the kshatriyas would reveal all their secrets and share all their intimate talks with the chariot driver. And chariot drivers in the Vedic times, they were actually really smart. They knew all the gossip, you know, they're in the stables, and they knew all the gossip, and they were very politically aware. But nowadays, the situation is the driver just keeps quiet, or listen, you know, he can't say anything. The master says, don't speak to me, I'm busy on my cell phone, or don't. You know, that's, the rules are different now. So this, I forgot the point I was saying exactly. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Prakat and aprakat. So the Krishna is always manifest, and he's always in Vrindavan, but to us. So when we have prem, then he's not far away. So when we have prem, then the comes off the prakat. And then he's prakat. It says in CC, it's actually a same as in Brahma Samhita. It says prema netre. Prema netre Bhagavan Sarupam. It says when the netra means the eyes, nayana, ayana, so many words for eye, ak. So there's netra, nayana. When it has prem, then you can see Krishna's form. Ultimately, you take care of your mother and father, then at a certain time, if they're willing, because you have to serving them, taking care of them and serving them and pleasing them, the best thing for you to do would be to live in the holy dham with your mother and father. But then how to earn income in the holy dham, that's a little bit difficult.
But we are like working on a different source of income now, so that I can go anywhere.
I mean, ideally, it's a great proposal. If you can take care of your mom and dad and live in the holy dham, and you have money. In other words, if you need money, you have to figure out how to make money. Because many devotees, they live in the holy dham. I know many devotees are Russian devotees, and they're very talented. So they're dancers, or they're even doctors, and they're practicing, or painters. And they paint all these leelas and whatnot. So the basic idea is arrange your life in such a way that you can spend the maximum time serving Krishna. If that's half hour a day, that's great. That's great. If it's 5 minutes a day, that's great. But something. Everyone's busy. You ask your five-year-old daughter, are you busy? Mommy, I'm very busy. I have to go to nursing school or whatever. I have to do this. I sometimes tell the children that come here, my Chogyadar's relatives, I said, hey, what are you doing? Are you busy? And he said, I'm very busy. I'm playing now, and then I have to go do my homework. I said, what will you do now? I can only play for 1 hour. I have to go home and do my homework. Then I have dinner. Then we watch TV. And then I play around with my uncles and cousins, the joint family. And then I'm tired. I go to sleep. He's five. He's very busy. He's got a daytimer, you know. He has it on his mobile. He's got a schedule, you know. Okay.